This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking to Justin Fenwick, otherwise known as Donkey Punch. He's one of several artists taking part in Ignite Peoria on Saturday, August 9th at the Peoria Civic Center. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
And we should probably start out by asking you a little bit about the work that you do. You're a shoe artist. You sort of recreate tennis shoes, sneakers.
Yeah, tennis shoes are my chosen canvas. I think that the reason why I like it is obviously I have a passion for sneakers going back to when I was in about sixth grade, seventh grade is when I kind of really noticed the difference in sneakers. I come from the Michael Jordan era, so that's kind of when sneakers become something different. Before then, you had just kind of like Converse and, you know, plain Jane shoes. Nobody really paid any attention to it. I've always been into art. And around 2001, 2002, I started kind of combining the two together and really getting interested in kind of projecting my passion for art into the tennis shoes and just really getting my expression out through that. And the thing about sneakers with the art is you do a canvas painting, you can take that to somebody's house or you can take it to a museum, and people have to come to that to see. With the sneakers, your art can travel anywhere.
Well, and that was going to be my question is, you're working in a medium that people put on their feet and walk around in. I suspect some people might feel a little strange about the idea of like walking in and on a piece of art. That'll break down the shoes. I mean, do you have customers who tend to want to preserve them?
Yeah, sometimes people just order them just to set in their office. I've had some people want to sit in their shop in a case. I've even had people request for like a shoe theme of a bar and just sit in the bar and as part of like a display, kind of to showcase their business. It's wearable art, so it kind of dances that fine line between fashion and art, where I think it can kind of break to where you're getting two different crowds. Some people who are into fashion aren't necessarily into art. Some people who are into art are not necessarily into fashion. So they might not necessarily consider that an art piece if they're wearing it every day or if they're trashing the shoe. But I think most people who set out to get something that's done by me or get a vision that they have in their head that they want to get done, I think they most of the time treat it with respect and they don't want to get it too messed up. I mean, it has happened before, but you know, there's sneakers, so obviously you're going to wear them, and there's the elements from the outside are going to get to them, and you can only preserve them the best you can if you decide to wear them.
You happen to bring some of your sneakers in, and they're sitting on the table right now. So for our audience, describe some of these sneakers, but just in looking at them, I see that there's material, there's paint, you've got different elements on these. They're really, really spectacular. And also talk about the time and energy you put into doing these sneakers.
The particular shoes that I brought today are the smaller kids' shoes are actually based off of Monsters University, but kind of with a twist a little bit. I really wanted to do something that was kind of like scary faces, like a monster, but also something that would just pop when you seen it. The thing that I try to do the most is I try to touch an emotion in people when I do my work. I really want to have stuff that just kind of makes you think or you know, kind of brings out different emotions in you. That way you react to it. I think that that's kind of what all people with art want. Sometimes we're not blessed enough to have people enjoy that and bring that in or share an expression. So fortunately, that's kind of the things that I go for with these certain particular pieces of work that I brought today. I'm really somebody who likes colors a lot. So this particular shoe kind of has like almost like a rainbow bright kind of feel to it. I'm big on the 80s. I'm an 80s kid, so a lot of that stuff kind of shines through with the things that I'm into. Certain things, that elements of things that I've been around growing up, I've kind of latched onto that, and I try to incorporate that with my artwork. I think that the things that you're into in life, it just kind of all builds yourself up. It kind of helps you become who you are, build your character. And art is definitely just being creative. I think a lot of that goes to the more the creative part. You can be an artist and not be creative, and then you could be creative and not be an artist, but then you could be both. And then, you know, you're constantly going.
Talk a little bit about the process, because you're not just decorating a pair of shoes. Sometimes in order to create your work, you're disassembling the shoes. You're replacing pieces and then putting the whole thing back together as a reconstructed artifact. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think for the most part, I think it's the challenge. You always want to push yourself as an artist to try to do better. I think that just with the shoes based as they are, when I started first learning the craft, I was comfortable with just having the shoe as it is. But as you get to thinking more and trying to be more creative and trying to stand out as an artist, and you don't want to be grouped in with everybody else, you try to look for different things that you can incorporate with the stuff that you do. I don't approach anything with boundaries. I don't have any walls. I just keep going. There's no blueprint for any of this stuff. So if I want to pick and stuff from different areas and bring it and incorporate it into what I'm doing, to me that's great. Because then again, it'll go back to you'll have an opportunity to see something that you've never seen before, and it expresses an emotion, gives you an emotion. So,
and how is your art form a good fit for Ignite Peoria?
I think it's going to give people locally an opportunity to just see art on a different form. I think that most of the time, people will probably just assume that there's fine artists, canvas, pottery, and there's just so much more out there, especially from the younger generation. There's, as times change, different elements and different forms of things come about, as new products are introduced, it gives people an opportunity to just kind of put something different out there. And I think that it'll give people an opportunity to see that, you know, art's not just on a painting or a drawn picture. It can be sneakers. It can be a car. It can be anything. It's how you interpret it. And if you're into fashion and you like that, and you know that's ever the more, you know, that's more of the plus.
One of the things that I find interesting about the Ignite event is that it does include an entire fashion shoot element to it. And like you were saying, that's a reminder that art isn't just something in a gallery. So can you talk a little bit about how your work is going to tie into the fashion element of Ignite?
I think it'll give a fresh interpretation as far as not boxing art into just a small box. People who are more on the fashion side, I would say lean more towards the creative side of things, so they can get as creative as possible. And if they have an art background, they can mix that in with that as well. But I think the fashion side kind of gives people a chance to see, well, what's this person all about? Where is their head at? How do they come up with all these things? I think that's the good thing that's about this event, is it's going to bring so many different elements together at once that it'll be probably one of the first times that everybody will be able to go down and see all these different kinds of forms to get more of a grasp of what art is or what creativity is.
Certainly it's going to have a synergy. When I keep looking at these pieces, Justin, Donkey Punch, I keep thinking, has Hollywood discovered these shoes? Are there sports figures that have discovered these shoes? Because I could see these on TV, in a movie, on a CD. They're that decorative.
I actually have a Hollywood story. Back in 2007, we were on a trip out to Las Vegas to visit some people I know and do a little business. So we decided to spend the day in Los Angeles. We drove to LA and we were kind of just looking for somewhere to eat. And we happened to come across a shopping center that was connected to the place where we wanted to eat. And they had a little sign that said custom shoes. Thinking nothing of it, we decided, hey, let's go see what that's all about. You know, I'm into custom shoes. So as we go, there's a big billboard outside of the window that has custom shoes on there, different pictures of them. And I looked at it, and a couple of them look kind of weird to me. They look familiar. Well, it just so happens that they were pictures that were stolen off the internet that some other guy was pretending to who have done. And when we went into the shop, he had a photo book with a bunch of my photos in it of my work. A lot of people would say, well, were you upset? And to be honest with you, I wasn't, because I think that that's one of those moments where you got to kind of sit back and grab everything in and go, hey, this is like a I kind of arrived moment. And I took it as a huge honor, because I think that if you can come from Peoria and just happen to land somewhere in all the way out west in California and find your work, you know, stolen from another artist, you're obviously going in the right direction.
So. You were good enough to steal.
True. But as far as celebrity clientele, I was privileged to be contacted by Kanye West people a while back, and was fortunate enough to do a pair for him. I've done a few pair for a couple sports players, a couple basketball players, our own hometown, Sean Livingston. I did a pair of Central Lions shoes for him a long time ago when they were winning their championships. And most recently, I was commissioned a while back to do a pair of shoes for Floyd Mayweather, the boxer. And actually, I have another pair of shoes for him that are due in September before his fight, and they will actually be on display at Ignite for people to come and take a look at them in person before they go off to Las Vegas.
We've been talking with Justin Fenwick, who works under the name Donkey Punch. He is one of the artists who will be participating in Ignite Peoria Saturday, August 9th at the Peoria Civic Center. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Nathan, the Peoria Art Guild hosts its third annual Wine and Whiskey Walk tomorrow from 1 to 6 p.m. at Junction City. You can sample eclectic wines and whiskeys while exploring the shops and enjoying the food, entertainment, and interactive art. Proceeds will support the Art Guild's art education programs.
And Chillicothe Summer Theater is presenting a production of Footloose. That's the Broadway musical based on the 1980s film. Performances continue tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 in the IVC High School Auditorium in Chillicothe.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
And if you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.